this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Do you find it harder? And I mean, I know it's harder and harder to get a real person on the phone whenever you're trying to, like, call a business. But, like, even with the fact that everything is transitioned to, you know, essentially you're talking to a phone tree or AI all of the time. Have you noticed in the last year or so the old tricks just don't seem to work anymore?
Like what?
Okay.
What are the old tricks?
There's a few of them that I've used.
There used to be a website. I know that. It was like find a human or something. It did help me on several occasions.
I think there are probably definitely some like online
app now or something.
Yeah, something like that.
So that means it's probably worse.
But my favorite one was just like saying operator as loudly as I could over and over and over again. And that seemed to like fry the system. And it would be like, hey, we're going to connect you to a customer service rep.
Error. Can you hit zero? Like, can't you smash the zero button a lot?
Just mash zero. Over and over and over again. I've in the last several months, I have found that just spamming zero does not seem to universally work anymore. And also the operator, someone got onto that because like that does not seem to work anymore either.
I think they just stopped using the word operator. I think you have to change what you say.
So
they'd be like representative.
That's why I'm bringing this up. So this is amazing. Like someone has figured out that they assume that when you say operator, or representative, you come off as like it hits as angry, and they don't want to send angry to a human. So they wait until you say something like someone who can solve my problem.
What?
Breathe and then say someone who can solve my problem, and that apparently gives you a better chance. They also say that now, if you just don't respond at all, that might be the best play. Don't give them a response. Give the silent treatment. Don't hit any button whatsoever. Don't say anything because, again, like you mentioned, error.
No.
Right?
No. Who's going to break first? You or the computer?
Who is going to break first?
Who's going to repeat that same menu of options that drives you crazy over and over and over again. Who breaks first? Spoiler alert, you.
You are the machine. It's always you. Finally, this is devious. This might be the best one that they have. You want to take the option that means you potentially spending money, right? So like if it's an insurance company, you want to figure out how, like upgrade, add insurance, buy something. That sends you to a real life person because
straight
they get
to the top.
Exactly. They get real excited.
Yeah.
They get real hyped.
Yeah. And then when you say, oh, I'm sorry, I was trying to reach customer service, they're going to send you to another person because they can't just send you back to the computer.
Yeah, they can't. There's no, think about it. Once you've got that person, have they ever punted you back to the machine? Because
no, they just hang up on you.
Act like it disconnected. Good morning, guys. Middle of the week. It's Wednesday. We're Frito and Katie. Frito and Katie, thank y'all for being here today. Remember, Randy Houser tickets coming up later on this hour. Don't go anywhere.
But before that, the government shutdown continues. Your food choices are about to start getting a little safer, and Meta AI is going to start selling you stuff. The news you need to know now, next.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Day two of the government shutdown. How are we doing?
Is it any different than day one?
No, not really. Okay. Just the Senate voted down both Democratic and Republican funding proposals for the second time in 24 hours. At least 60 votes are needed to pass any funding bill in the Senate, requiring bipartisan support, of course, with the Republicans' 53-47 majority. Now, there was a private call from the director of the Office of Budget and Management, and the director revealed that due to the government shutdown, mass firings and or layoffs in the federal workforce would begin over the next day or two.
Okay.
Meaning pink slips could be flying by the end of the week. He did not give any specifics on the firings. Just that they would occur.
It's a thing, And if you work for the government, it could happen.
And Vice President J.D. Vance kind of echoed that sentiment. Now, the OMB also warned that money is about to run out for both the nutrition program for low-income moms and babies, known as WIC, and for pay for active duty members of the military.
Holy cow.
Now, the National WIC Association confirmed that timeline, saying funding for them could dry up in 1 to 2 weeks. Going back to what we were mentioning yesterday, the length of the shutdown is really going to be the problem here.
Right, because like the longer it goes,
the worse it's going to get for everyone and everything.
Right.
Now,
right.
How long is it going to go? The short answer to that is no one knows. That's not, however, stop the wagering. Prediction markets are betting the U.S. government shutdown could last nearly 2 weeks.
Holy cow,
as
brilliant.
Negotiations remain stalled.
Brilliant. 11
and 15 days.
That
seems to be the favorite forecast for most of these sites.
That is the perfect thing to gamble on right now.
Yep.
You don't have a lot else. Well, no, you have the baseball, the NFL, but that is a bet that means something right there.
Maybe get in on the action. I don't know.
Incredible.
In other news, Walmart is removing synthetic dyes and other ingredients from their private label foods.
Oh, wow.
So the nation's largest retailer removing over 30 other ingredients from their brands, including preservatives, sugar substitutes, and fat substitutes. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced plans to phase out 8 synthetic food dyes in the U.S. food supply earlier this year. Walmart says the changes will roll out over the coming months.
Hmm.
So a lot of people excited about that. And don't get excited about this. Meta is about to start using what you tell its AI to sell you stuff.
What do you mean?
Well, they announced yesterday they're going to start using the conversations that you're having with its AI.
You know what? Of course they are.
To target you with personalized ads.
Of course they are. Because what they've been doing this entire time is try to convince you.
Yeah, information.
Exactly. Try to convince you to use their AI. And you know, they never do that for free. They're not going to give you an AI tool for free.
Not going to do it for free. Holy smokes. Last quarter alone, Meta earned $46.5 billion from advertising revenue, right?
Yeah.
So now they're thinking, okay, how can we top this by using our 1 billion monthly users to Meta AI?
Insane.
They were up 21% already on advertising, and now they're like, hey, these chats that you thought no one was really paying attention to?
Yeah, how is that? Shouldn't you have to tell people that in advance?
No, you should already know.
You should, well, I'll give you that. You should absolutely just assume that's going to be the case at this point, that anything you do on Facebook or Instagram or what, if it comes from that company, they are going to immediately sell you out. Like, immediately for money. Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. It does say that they will not send you ads based on conversations about religious views, sexual orientation, political views, health, racial or ethnic origin, philosophical beliefs, or trade union membership. But if you've been asking questions about hiking, I hope you like REI ads.
You're gonna have a lot of opportunities to buy some hiking stuff, y'all. A lot of opportunities.
I don't know where you're gonna go because the national parks are probably gonna close. So it's neither here nor there. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Remember back in the day when they used to have concerts out at Sam Houston Race Park? It was great. It was awesome. Yeah, I mean it was a fantastic venue. And there were some fantastic shows. Then it stopped. And now it's back.
It came back last week.
Yeah, literally. Brand spanking new. You might not even know this yet. But yes, the concerts are back at Sam Houston Race Park.
And they'll continue October 11th with Randy Houser.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go? Good, because we got 4 packs of tickets to give away coming up next. Frio and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. So not this weekend, but next weekend, big night at the Sam Houston Race Park, part of the Stampede Concert Series. They welcome to the stage Randy Houser.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And we've been giving away tickets all week. We have more tickets to give away today. And I know it's a little bit early. Wanted to give you guys the first crack at this today. And we are going to start with 3 second song. So if you know 3 second song, you can already start dialing. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. If you don't know 3 second song, there's not
to learn today.
Yes, you will. But there's not a lot to explain, right? Like, we've taken the first 3 seconds of three different country songs. You will call us. We will play you those first 3 second clips. Then just identify them. That's simple. If you get two out of the three right, we send you to the Sam Houston Race Park, just like in the old days, only this time it's 2025 and you're watching Randy Houser. So, interested, call us 713-881-5500.
100.3 The Bull, Frito and Katie here. 3 second song. I know it's early, but you're sharp. You know your country music.
Yeah.
We're not even going back that far.
No, no. These are all massive hits. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Mindy,
are you ready for 3 second song this morning?
I think I'm ready.
See, listen to that confidence. Listen to that. Y'all
love
know,
it.
Y'all know how good
love
y'all are.
It.
All right, let's begin. Song number one today. All right,
oh,
Mindy.
Easy. Title and artist of that song. You got this.
No, you say it's easy. I'm trying to hold my ear and I couldn't hear very
no,
well.
No, no, so no. Really I'll play it. Don't worry. We will work with you. I will play it again. All right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, all right.
Play it one more time. One more time.
Yes, clear your mind.
I can't tell you. I know it, but I don't know it.
Okay. You know, the great.
See, I was going to make the joke that maybe those two Delta jets at LaGuardia yesterday fell victim to this.
Right.
One more time, if that
hits.
You know? Did that help?
Drunk on a Plane.
Yes.
By, who's the artist?
Oh gosh, I'm too old for this.
All right,
I don't know.
DB Cooper was involved with a plane. Also, the initials of.
Oh my lord!
Oh, D&B. The initials D&B. Does that help? We're trying to walk you.
Kirk Bentley.
Okay.
Kirk Bentley.
I'm just informing the people so they don't sound silly when they go to work. Yeah, Delta jets collided on a runway. That's news.
Here we go. Song number two today.
I need old country.
Here we go. One more time.
No, I have no idea.
Okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
That could be your one to miss.
Exactly. Just get this next one, and you're going to Randy Houser.
You are killing me today.
That's a newer. That's a newer one.
That's a newer one?
Yeah. Newer, older one.
Oh, there's no way.
But by one of the biggest artists in country music today.
Yes. One more time. Play it again.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mindy, I am so, so sorry. Thank you for playing today. Better luck next time. All right, so you have now heard all three of the songs, which hopefully will make it a little bit easier to identify all three of the songs. So call us, 713-881-5500. First person to get two out of three correct, you are going to Randy Houser. We'll talk to more of you next. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Saying it was a newer, older song, I just meant, it's crazy to me. That song came out in 2019.
Yeah.
It feels like it was just yesterday, but it was pre-pandemic.
It
what?
Crazy. All right, back
anyway,
to
anyway, 3 second song, should clarify here. This is a title or, not title and.
Oh, okay.
So guess the country song by its first 3 seconds, win tickets to Randy Houser.
All
boom.
Right. Back to it we go. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Jake.
Jake, we have faith in you. There's Randy Houser tickets on the line. This is 3 second song. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Song number one. Jake's thinking.
I don't know
it.
That one.
You don't? Okay, one more time. You're sure? Nothing.
You want to throw out a guess?
Dirk Bentley.
Yes. It is title or artist.
That's all
so
you
Dirk
need.
Dirk Bentley works.
So that means you just need to get one of the next two. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm good. Miranda Lambert.
That is absolutely a Miranda Lambert song. Would you like to make an attempt at 3 for 3, Jake?
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Double or nothing. No.
That would get real interesting, Jake. Real interesting. Song number 3 today.
Blake Shelton?
Oh, ooh, no, but good guess.
You know what?
Good guess.
I'm so confident, too. I'm so confident.
We will keep that around. We will keep that around since that's stumping everyone this morning. So, Jake, Randy Houser, Sam Houston Race Park. Sound like a good time?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, dude. Hang on the line. Let's get you these tickets. Frito, Katie, The Bull, thank y'all for being here. Remember, still coming this morning, more tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival, and before that, a brand new Houston I Have a Problem. Don't go anywhere.
Also, the government shutdown continues. Dial-up internet is officially dead, and top Houston brass remain adamant, Bayou Body's not the work of a serial killer. The news you need to know now, next.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Another day, another government shutdown. The Senate again fails to pass bill to fund the government. Mass firings could be coming. That's according to the director of the Office of Management and Budget. Told officials yesterday the Trump administration would start firing federal employees in the next 1 to 2 days. J.D. Vance, vice president, sort of confirmed as much. Said, yes, layoffs would happen soon unless the government reopens. Also, from a memo from the OMB, last week, they told agencies they should consider reduction in force notices for employees and programs not consistent with the president's priorities and whose funding had dried up on October 1st. They also warned that WIC, Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Program, will run out of money next week if the government doesn't reopen. And the National WIC Association confirmed that timeline, saying, yes, that definitely could happen in the next 1 to 2 weeks.
Yikes.
So again, the timeline is really the big question on everyone's mind, and no one knows exactly how long it's going to continue happening, but people are taking bets if you want to get in on the action. it looks like between 11 and 15 days, currently the odds-on favorite.
Amazing.
It's officially the end of an era. I know we'd had the story before that it was coming, but now AOL has pulled the plug on its dial-up internet.
I mean, look. It had a heck of a run.
Kind of wish you had the tone. I don't know why that doesn't just live on the computer somewhere.
Well, that's the thing. That sound will always live in our memories. It'll always live in our memories. So with that said, it was a completely different universe back then.
It was huge. At its height in the late 90s and early 2000s, it connected more than 20 million users.
Crazy. Absolutely. Coined
the You've Got Mail greeting.
That's right. That's what
we got
from. And
then merged with Time Warner in a $350 billion deal.
Man. And it has been a slow decline ever since then. But
now,
yeah,
there were a few thousand customers still using AOL dial-up internet, so it's a bigger deal for those people. AOL itself isn't gone completely. It is still around. You might know someone with an @AOL.com email address. I know I do. They still provide that, tech support, and identity protection services.
Wow.
They have more than 1 million paying subscribers.
Still hanging in there.
There's that. Now, let's talk about some more local news, and that would be the 22 bodies that have been recovered from Houston bayous so far this year.
Yes.
People want answers. Despite several press conferences saying it's not the work of a serial killer, a lot of people in the community remain unconvinced, especially when you look into the details and find there aren't all that many. 22 bodies, only 6 causes of death have been identified. The rest remain pending or undetermined, which is what I think is putting everyone on edge, especially the college students here in Houston. So let's look at the records we do have. 4 victims drowned with tox results showing drugs or alcohol in at least 2 of the cases. 1 victim died of sudden cardiac death tied to hypertensive heart disease and hypothermia. 1 case was ruled a suicide from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. 19 of the deaths were men, 3 were women. Ages varied, with the majority falling between 29 to 55 years old. 21 of the bodies were found in Houston's waterways. 1 was found in Channelview. Now, Now, in the case of the University of Houston student, investigators are saying they found evidence she walked into the bayou and that no foul play was involved. They also said they were not going to comment any further until the reports had been finalized out of respect for the family.
Oh, Lord.
Now, officials did release a list of the bodies that have been identified. There are 12. Now, they don't list the person who committed suicide, and I don't see Jade, so I think that's 14 of 22.
Okay.
Still scary stuff, and obviously it should go without saying, in the best of times, be vigilant around the waterways out here.
Oh, yes.
We got a lot of it. It's like 2,500 some odd miles. And remember, water is unpredictable,
mm-hmm.
and looks can definitely be deceiving.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
All right, Houston, I have a problem. Kick that off next on Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Jim. Bummed to hear about all this with Krista.
Yeah, you and me both. But, you know, I mean, I guess mistakes happen, and I get it. I definitely should have thought it through a little longer than I did.
Okay. Oh, no. All right. Well, explain this to us, man. What's going on?
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I don't know, guys. You know when you meet a girl and things are just, they're going so well that you're just trying to spend as much time together as possible, and it's new. Yeah, it's exciting, and then things pop up. Because life, and you got obligations, mm-hmm. like schedules change and whatnot, and like sometimes you think you can make a few things happen at the same time, and then it just kind of
I know there's a point here, man, but I'm not quite seeing where this is going.
Okay, sorry, I think I'm all over the place, but I was the best man for my friend's wedding, and I've been the one planning on flying solo to this thing. Like I was going to be the only groomsman without his girl there, and you know. There's a bunch of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, the schedule's crazy. You gotta be here for pictures. You gotta be here for this. Gotta be here for that. It's busy, but man, I'd met Krista just a few weeks before I committed. And this was just over in Austin. So I'm thinking to myself, two birds, one stone, this you know, make it a nice little getaway weekend.
Right. Okay, you invited her to a wedding. And what? I'm going to guess you regretted that decision at some point.
What happened?
I don't know. I mean, look, it was a wedding. Lots of, you know, alcohol and partying and emotions and stress.
Sure.
And the bride. Okay. God knows I love her. Like, she and the groom are very close friends.
Right.
But she's a little, like, I don't know if there's like a polite way to say raging,
there's not.
Well, I think if we had just been there as guests, it would have been a better experience, but we weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And like Monica was in her helmet, the bride, for sure.
All right.
The way you said that makes me think that is not a good thing.
Mm. No, not really. Unless you're into that kind of thing, which I guess, you know, my boy Mark is.
Okay.
Like, no, but I do get it. Like, she's the bride. We've all heard of bridezillas. Like, it's her one shot at this. And the girl that was sort of handling things, I think Monica just broke her with her demands.
The wedding planner?
like, have you ever seen someone shell-shocked? The girl was, like, walking around in a day.
Whoa, yeah.
Daring.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of us, like, at the last minute having to run around, put out fires, stick. And it was something else.
So did things eventually work out or get less crazy at some point for
the bride? Yeah, for the bride.
Right.
For Monica, I have no idea.
Wow.
Once it all went to we just tried to avoid her as much as we could. It was like, do your job. Keep your head down and just don't make eye contact.
That's smart.
You know,
we just
had to go through the night, guys.
Okay.
All right. They were doing the whole 2-week honeymoon, so she'd have plenty of time to like calm down, de-stress. Live her best life, all that jazz, you know, like a werewolf, like reboot.
A werewolf?
Yeah, you know, you lock them up for their own good, you know, but also yours, and you let them out when it's safe. But like, so we did that, got them married, and that, you know, they're gone 2 weeks, and that was that.
Okay. I love the way you're describing this wedding. I mean, I do, but where's Krista in all of this? Like, at what point did you realize you were neglecting your date? Because you had to have been.
Yeah, how did this go?
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I feel that I threw her to the wolves and left her to fend for herself while I was dealing with all these fires.
Sure.
Like, I was hoping the next day would be chill and, you know, like the last day there, we could hang out in Austin and kick it for a bit. But after the wedding, I was honestly just like, I was spent. We got to the hotel. I passed the hell out. I didn't even wake up until noon the next day.
Oh.
And Krista and I just kind of decided it was best to head back to town instead of hanging out.
So we guess she didn't have the best time is what we're saying.
Yeah, I would say that's a bit of an understatement, you know. But in my defense, they're my best friends. And I don't know. You know, I wanted I wanted to include her. I've been having a great time with her.
And sure. Right.
You know, like, it was just a tough thing because I feel bad. I put her in a weird place, and I'm here ready to apologize, and I'm just hoping this makes for, like, a good start, and this could be, like, one of those funny stories we tell people down the line.
Well, let's see if we can get this back on track. We'll call Krista. Get her talking. That's coming up next with Frito.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
So Jim took Krista to a wedding.
The wedding he was working.
I guess he immediately abandoned her.
Best man or whatever. And then off to the races we go.
I guess he did earn the title. Best man. Mm. He was the best man for literally everyone else. For Lord. Krista, sounds like a nightmare. She doesn't know anybody. They went out of town to this wedding.
Yeah, it's awkward.
They tried to do stuff over the weekend, only he was too tired.
Mm-hmm.
So then it just kind of ended.
Yeah.
And I guess they had to ride back home together.
It was a bad weekend.
There's really any number of things that Krista could complain about. Hey, is this Krista?
This is Krista.
Hey, Krista, we're Frito and Katie from The Bull. We're calling to, I guess, hopefully facilitate an apology to you from our friend Jim. Do you know who we're talking about with Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a little hard
right,
to forget.
Right, right.
But you guys had kind of a crazy weekend.
Some
of it was outside of his control, right?
Yeah, he feels bad. We already know he feels bad about throwing you under the bus the way he did. That sucks. But he did take you to a wedding he was, like, heavily involved in, and there's expectations. You know that.
Yeah, like, it sounded like
awful.
Pretty bad. But that's weddings.
It is.
All weddings are pretty bad.
The wedding in general itself wasn't bad at all. It was a great time. Did he tell you anything else about that night?
He wasn't really specific about any of it.
Just the bride.
She was a maniac.
I mean, yeah, I think all brides are maniacs, but things were actually running pretty smoothly until he gave his speech. I mean, guys, I can't even look at him the same anymore.
No, you can't say that. Like, it was a best man speech. Come on. Like, they're supposed to be awful. I'm sorry I'm not some public speaker or, like, a radio DJ or something, you know?
That wouldn't have helped you.
I actually, look, I'm not trying to be, but, like, it's not like I'm up there giving the Gettysburg Address or anything, okay? It's not a serious thing. I'm just doing the best with what I had out there. I'm not a public speaker, but I was
okay, fine. It was, first and foremost, 15 minutes long.
15!
And you try to throw in an intermission, even. Like, y'all, he starts off with this weird, like, hypothetical metaphor about this kid and this dog.
Okay.
I think the groom was the dog, or maybe he was the kid and the bride was the dog. I don't know. Like, I don't even know from there. We took a really weird, awkward, personal detour. I didn't think anyone needed to know, Jim, that you'd had a crush on the bride in college and how you were still coming to terms that she picked your best friend over you.
Dude!
It was a joke. Come on. Like I certainly didn't. And, like, my Lord. Like, I mean, her eyes during the whole thing, she was, like, looking around the room, scanning to see if anybody would get up and do something.
No.
She was crying for help, okay? But he just wouldn't stop.
No.
Yeah. Thankfully, he was able to bring it back to the newlyweds and wrap it up with some half line about how things would always work out like they were supposed to in the end. And he's happy and his friends found true love. Oh, and it wouldn't have ended up well for him anyway because he was a serial cheater in college. And when he finally stopped, he drops the mic.
Oh, no.
Silence. Yeah, and he just had to awkwardly, like, walk off back to his seat. I mean, it's like, I'm still there. Like, I'm reliving the moment, and I can still feel this, like, hand embarrassment.
Yeah, that's not good.
So what? So, I bombed. Big deal. Like, half the people in that room were either too drunk, too old, or probably both. And they, nobody remembered what happened or where they were even. And, like, I gave it my best attempt, and that was it. You know, at least I tried to be honest and shoot from the hip. Like,
wait, oh, no.
What?
No.
Oh, no? Oh, I don't appreciate, like, you guys giving me a performance review for something I didn't want to do in the first place. Like, what was I supposed to do? Practice?
Yes! Practice!
Yeah!
Helpful.
You practiced this. This is like a professional speech for your friend. Like, you run this by everybody, you, like, read, you write, you repeat, you practice. Like, did you even bother to do anything? Like, you just freestyled and it sounded horrible.
You don't write things down, okay? You don't run it by people. It's supposed to be from the heart.
Well, that's not how it came across, Jim. But, Krista, your mind can't be changed.
Yeah.
Like, you said you don't know how you'd ever look at him the same.
That's a little... Yeah.
Is that too harsh?
No, honestly, the speech was just annoying, and I'm pretty sure that I'm not the only one that thought that. I can't even imagine having him around after all of that. But look, I've said what I needed to say, so.
Okay. All right.
Your boy's got proportion. Okay.
She hung up.
Over, dude.
It's She's gone.
Look, that's like, it's a ridiculous, no one's going to pose. Like, I think that's the whole point. It's supposed to make the groom realize it's time to man up, escape his goofy friends, and grow up or something. Like, this isn't a me thing. Yeah, look, I did my best. She could have tried to extend a little grace. She thought.
Man, I don't know. Dude.
Thanks for being on the show.
Sorry that didn't work out.
Best man speeches. Best man. They're always awkward.
Oh,
people always kind of hold their breath when someone's coming to that mic or that stage or that whatever, right?
Are they ever good?
I don't think they should be memorable one way or the other.
That's
like, it shouldn't be too good because you can't be the thing people remember about the
wedding. That's my thought.
It also can't be like that bad.
Exactly. You just want to slide by.
Yeah.
You want to slide.
Yeah.
How do you pull these off? Like, have you
ever witnessed one that you,
good or bad,
you just will never forget?
That's memorable. Yeah, it's if you remember one, I wonder if you ever remember it for being good. Look, call us.
Frito, Katie, the Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Talking bad. Best man speeches. Krista said it was quite possibly the worst she'd ever heard in her life.
That's
maybe the worst one ever.
That's saying a lot.
Recorded history.
I believe her. But I don't know if she's... They're all pretty bad.
By design? Or...
Well, and again, maybe you guys can weigh in on what makes a good one a bad one.
They all sort of fall into that same category.
Yeah.
Doesn't the bride always get real anxious?
It's like a roast.
When that one particular buddy starts making his way up to
really
the stage.
You don't really get to pick him, and it's, howdy. Go ahead.
Best friend speech.
Yeah.
Yeah, the best man, yeah.
I mean, that's like highlights, and you're supposed to make it fun for everyone.
Fun for everyone.
Okay, so he made it too.
That's what you're aiming
specific.
For.
Yeah, he just did it too much, I guess.
See, the way you're talking about it sounds like he was headed in the right direction. And I guess that's what I'm wondering. If you're going to give a speech like this, like a best man speech, which I need to mention I would never do.
No.
I refuse to do it, period, because I think it's a minefield. I think there's no way to win.
No, it's going to go wrong. Someone will say it went wrong, even if it really doesn't.
If you make a joke, the joke doesn't
land. It's not going to land with everyone.
If you make it serious, it creeps people out. But you're saying light, fun.
And not too inclusive. Nope, not a lot of inside jokes that other people won't get.
Yes, correct.
Okay, all right.
Recipe for success.
I like it. Thank you. Good morning. What are your thoughts?
It's better than my wedding.
Oh, no.
My husband's father passed out on the table on the stage, and his brother said the F word every other word in his speech. Mm. And I have some Mormon family members that were there, so that was fun.
So they were very offended. But what caused the pass out? Was it in the middle of a speech? Was it just exhaustion?
Did he lock his knees? Was it liquor? Yeah, what were we doing?
They're from a certain country that like to drink.
Liquor. Okay. Yeah, okay, the booze.
But was everything okay?
Yeah.
Nothing serious? Yeah.
No, he passed out and he left before the end of the night. And same with his brother because he was overly drunk.
I was about to say, you hope if you bomb on the speech, you just hope someone bombs worse.
Exactly.
You hope someone jumps
someone
on
someone covers
that
your tracks.
In his case, I don't think that happened. But, I mean, even the pass out didn't save this other dude for you. You remember them both. They're both problem.
Head down. My whole family remembers them. They're like, how's, your husband's brother and this and that. And I'm like, good Lord.
The ones that ruined the wedding.
Yes.
I am so sorry. That's awful.
Yeah.
Well, you said every other word was the F word. Were the other words at least good?
Yeah, was there at least anything in there?
No. It was like, I effing love you and you're the beep. It was like 30 seconds of just swearing.
Did they take the mic? Did someone take the mic or did they let him finish?
A positive
I have seen that.
He tried.
I have seen someone do the old cutoff, and that's...
They never get it.
Thank you so much for the call.
I'm so sorry.
We appreciate it. If you've got points, maybe some of you guys actually knocked us out of the park. I mean, help the people.
Or maybe you think you
help
did.
Help the people out. We'll talk to more of you guys next. Frito and Katie on the Bull. Good morning. If you want to call us, 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
So at a wedding.
Yeah.
Best man speech.
Right.
How does that go?
Right. Yeah.
What have you seen?
Has anyone seen a good one? Howdy. What do you have for us today?
Hey, good morning. I got a story for you about a best man speech.
Oh, no.
All right.
Oh, man, it's crazy. It was my wedding from here in Texas.
Right.
And my best man, in high school, I had guys in locker rooms, we have a tendency to, freshen the air up, if you know what I mean.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So he and I are best friends. So he gets up at the, his time for the speech, and he talks about my illustrious career at flatulation. And I am like, you are kidding me. My wife still to this day tells him, I can't believe you did that to my wedding. He just went on and on and on about how I can freshen the air.
Can I ask you a question? How many years have you been married at this point?
Quite a few.
21? 21 years later. And the memory
still, she still remembers it.
I don't know how you would forget it. So how many minutes would you say he spent on you breaking wind?
How long did he go?
Oh, my goodness. I got to say at least 5 minutes.
5 minutes? He did a tight five.
What is there to say?
Like how? That's almost impressive. That's almost incredible.
I don't remember all the details of it. I just know my wife was head down.
Yeah, I'll bet she does. I bet she
Oh man.
Remembers every
Good
detail.
Lord. Dude.
So,
unreal.
When I go up to Fort Worth to visit him, she tells me, make sure you tell him I haven't forgotten.
Oh, 21 long years. Dude, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Y'all bet. Have a good day.
Same. Go ahead.
No, he needed to put more thought into it.
More thought.
Yeah.
He needed to write it down, practice it, go over it with a friend. Don't just wing something like that. That's so important.
You gotta be so good. That's not what you do.
You gotta be so dang good to wing that speech.
I cannot even imagine
just saying, it'll come to me.
I'll take a crack at this.
The moment will be right, and I will speak from the heart and
no.
just
okay. that. So you had something else. So obviously write it down.
Okay, right, what right. Is? What next yes. point? Yes.
And I think she's correct. I mean, I wouldn't want to be with somebody that can't, read a room when things get awkward.
Yes.
You know what? You're right. It's indicative of a larger issue.
Yes, because he 15 minutes. 15 minutes. And at no point did he stop. He just ended. He didn't go, I should wrap this up. It's just like, no.
That's for me. I don't want to be with somebody that's not socially aware. Nope.
There is a strategy in speeches that I like to call faster, funnier.
Yeah.
And I would suggest that perhaps he look into this if the opportunity ever presents. 15
to piggyback on your faster, funnier.
Yes.
I think that's a good example of also the miniskirt principle. And I don't remember who said this or who to attribute it to.
Right.
I did not make this up.
Okay.
But they say a good speech should be like a miniskirt.
Right.
It should cover the essentials.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
But short enough to keep it interesting.
Dude, look at you with the wisdom.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute.
All right, Clay, let's do this. The Money Minute. It's your time to shine. You got to get 10 trivia questions correct in 60 seconds. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Just as a reminder, you can pass on any of the questions. If we have time at the end, you'll get a second crack at your passes. But you can't change answers once you give them. Make sense?
Sounds good.
Katie, are you ready?
I'm ready. What is the main ingredient in hummus?
Chickpeas.
Dermatologist Dr. Sandra Lee is also known by what other name, using her YouTube channel and TV show?
Dr. Pimple Popper.
What transforming beast howls at the full moon, then reverts back to its original form by day?
A werewolf?
Who was at the head of the Protestant Reformation?
gosh, pass.
The network of homes and people who helped slaves escape to the North was called the...
The Underground Railroad?
What children's game was the inspiration for Wheel of Fortune?
Pass.
What feature of Pinocchio grows when he lies?
His nose.
The musical The King and I told the story of a governess at the court of a king of what former country?
Pass.
A measurement of the amount of water vapor in the air is called what?
Condensation?
What alliance was the enemy of the Allied powers during World War I?
The Germans?
What?
Damn! Clay? Wow! Okay, that was pretty dang good. How did he do?
Well, we got to all 10.
Yes, we did.
So let's go over some of these answers.
I did skip a few.
We did skip a few. Who was at the head of the Protestant Reformation?
Martin Luther.
Martin Luther. He's the one that...
I gotta study history more.
Yeah, yeah. He left a really long...
Demands.
He left a really long note on the door.
Yeah, very passive-aggressive, that Martin Luther.
And a religion was born.
What children's game was the inspiration for Wheel of Fortune?
I do not know this.
Hangman.
That makes sense.
Isn't that cool? Hangman. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The musical The King and I told the story of a governess at the court of a king of what former country?
Siam.
Why did I think it was Thailand? I don't know.
A measurement of the amount of water vapor in the air?
Humidity.
Ah. And then what alliance was the enemy of the Allied powers during World War One? The Axis powers.
Although Germany was a, you know.
Yeah, they were there.
Yeah, like if it was a boy band, they'd be the lead singer. Great work today, Clay. Sign up again. TheBullHouston.com/. Katie, the Bull still got Renaissance Festival tickets coming up before the end of the hour. Stick around.
Before that, the government shutdown, day two. Mormons are raising money for an unlikely cause. And how much do you make? Are you rich by Houston standards? The news you need to know next.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
The government shutdown continues today. The Senate voted down both Democratic and Republican funding proposals for the second time. At least 60 votes are needed to pass any funding bill in the Senate, requiring bipartisan support with the Republicans' 53-47 majority. Now, the director of the Office of Budget and Management revealed in a private call yesterday that due to the government shutdown, mass firings and or layoffs in the federal workforce would begin over the next day or two. He did not give any specifics on the firings. Vice President J.D. Vance sort of confirmed this and said they do what was necessary to keep essential services and things up and operational. If you're wondering about Space Center Houston, it is open today and will remain open throughout the shutdown. As an independent nonprofit science and exploration facility, it continues to offer public exhibits, tram tours, and educational programs. But specialty VIP tours and things that provide access to NASA, those have been temporarily suspended.
Okay.
In other news, and what I can only describe as honestly an amazing act of charity. Members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have been raising money for the family of Thomas Jacob Sanford, the shooter who killed four people in the attack on the church in Michigan.
Holy cow.
Now, the donations are not just coming from those that attended the church or even just those in Michigan. Donations appear to be pouring in from Mormons across the country. As of last night, the Give, Send, Go campaign had raised more than $225,000. For Sanford's widow and his son, who has a rare genetic disorder that requires pretty costly health care. Now, the organizer of the campaign is a man named David Butler. He describes himself as an ordinary member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints with no connections to either Sanford or Grand Blanc Township. He said he was inspired to help the family because it's what his faith teaches. To be a follower of Jesus Christ is caring for people who can't care for themselves. They certainly didn't choose this. They certainly didn't want this to happen, and they're victims too.
Wow. Holy
Katie God. Hamilton is Sanford's sister, and she said her family is overwhelmed with gratitude for the love and support they've received from the Latter-day Saint community. Obviously a surprise. She said, I don't have words right now to express when I saw what, as a community, you have done and the fact that you've remembered us as a family in this situation.
Man, that's powerful.
It is. And I don't know about hard news or whatever this is now, but I just thought this was pretty interesting. I found some local salary stats.
Okay.
Have you ever wondered what you would need to be considered rich in the city of Houston?
Oh, what?
Because it's true. I mean, everything in life is more expensive these days, right?
Yeah, it is.
Seemingly rising all the time between groceries and gas and rents and mortgages and... I know Houston is one of the most affordable large cities in the nation. Think we came in third or fourth for 2025. Yay.
That's a plus.
But what do you need to make it out here to consider yourself rich?
Where's it at, though?
For me, I always thought if you didn't have a Scrooge McDuck vault that you could swim in, you know, you ain't there just yet. But according to the data, it is $136,000. If you make $136,000 per year, you are a rich person in the Houston, Baytown, Sugar Land metropolitan area.
For real?
You did it. You are the other half.
Wow.
$136,000 is within the top 10% of incomes. I can't even imagine the disparity between that and the top 1%, so yeah. I'm not going to.
No, that's the thing. It's best not to ask that question because
especially
you mentioned that
because I have the other number. Oh, the disparity between the 90th and 10th is $128,000.
Oh.
But the national average is about $126,000, so.
I mean, look, it's the big news, I would say, is one of the more affordable big cities to live in. Let's just take the win where we can get it.
If you're wondering how Houston stacks up to other Texas cities, you gets to make $161,000 per year in the Dallas-Fort Worth area to be rich, and about $160,000 in Austin, which seems low for
both. That's low. That is low.
What's super interesting about this data, even if you are considered rich by these metrics, most Americans say they wouldn't actually feel rich unless they made $500,000 or more. So that's what it would take to feel financially secure, which is pretty crazy considering the median individual income out here is $49,000.
Wow.
Yep, that's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Houston Renaissance Festival. It's coming.
Oh, it's almost here.
Houston, Texas. It's bigger than just Houston. It's the nation's largest Renaissance Festival. I think it's one of the largest in the entire world.
I'm fairly sure it is one of the largest in the it's the
like,
World Series
when you consider,
of Renaissance.
Like, the static ones, like there are some that travel.
Yeah. That's not this.
This is Todd Mission.
It's Todd Mission and a lot of surrounding areas, but it's kicking off October 11th? So just
Oktoberfest.
And we've got 4 packs of tickets for you to win, including right now. And we're taking it back, you guys. Time for another round this morning of Mead or Steed. Do we remember how this works?
Yep, could be a drink, could be a jockey's pride. These are beasts.
It's either. By the way,
minor horsepower.
I should tell you this: that the mead selection, it looks like it's going to be on point out at the Texas. Are any of these meads in there? Don't know. Didn't have time to double check it. But I can tell you, each one of these names is either a mead or it is a thoroughbred racehorse, i.e., steed.
These are current brands of mead, right? Like somehow.
No. The best meads.
Some old tavern of ye olds brand.
Best meads in history.
An old advertising campaign brand.
No. These are literal meads that you can go out and enjoy today. Now, I cannot say the same for some of the racehorses that I was finding because it just depends. You got to get 2 out of the 3 right. That's the only thing. Get 2 out of the 3 right, you're going to the Texas Renaissance Festival. So if you want to play, call us 713-881-5500, and we will play Mead or Steed coming up next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull, Mead or Steed.
Mead.
Old classic.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is David.
David, are you ready for a little round of Mead or Steed today?
I'm ready. I'm not sure how to play, but I'm ready.
We're going to give you a name. All you have to do is tell us whether that is a brand of mead, which is a type of honey wine, so an alcoholic beverage, or a famous racehorse.
That's it.
Let's do this.
All right. Now you just got to get 2 out of the 3 right. And if you do, we have a 4-pack for you to any weekend at the Texas Renaissance Festival. So name number one today. Name number one. Sand Springs. Sand Springs. Mead or steed?
That's going to be a steed.
That is a steed. How did, why were you so confident in that answer, sir? What on earth?
That sounds like a horrible alcohol.
Okay.
I thought I was going to say, that's my horse.
We got some wealth on the show today.
Who would drink sand?
This is fair. Next up today, Oliver Camelot. Oliver Camelot, Mead, or Steed?
I feel like we're talking about a Mead this time.
That is a Mead.
Oh, I wanted it to be a racehorse. I love that.
So,
I want to name a dog Oliver Camelot.
Oliver Camelot is a hell of a name for any for human, animal, Mead. All right, fine. I'm just going to see if you can go 3 for 3. Muse of Medusa. Muse of Medusa. Mead or Steed?
I feel like it's Steed, but I'm probably wrong.
You are wrong. It is Mead. Muse of Medusa is a Mead. I don't know if that's a better Mead than Sand Springs, but like...
Yeah.
Here we are.
I thought maybe you're trying to trip me up because that sounded a little more Mead, but...
Well, my man...
More meaty.
Yeah. We got a nice meaty prize for you. Four tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival. Man, hang on the line. Don't go anywhere. Yeah. We'll get you this hookup, okay?
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Okay, so if you were listening early this morning, we talked about how Meta AI is going to start using your chats against you.
Yes.
And by that, I mean... They are going to start targeting ads based on things that you've asked Meta AI.
Which is completely predictable. Yes, diabolical is also how I would describe
it. Did we think no one was looking into these chats or reading these chats? I mean, these bots are built by people.
Surely, of course.
Looking. It's like Alexa, right? I mean,
yes.
There's someone else that can hear what it is you're asking and what it is you're doing.
No, because it's not really a person. And again, the whole purpose of this and why it keeps going faster and faster is these companies are worth a ton of money. They know there's some buck to be made, and that buck to be made is you. It's always you.
So, yeah, you've just provided them this new cache of information from which they can pull to sell you things.
Yeah, exactly. So what Facebook did is they just looked at it and said, hey, look, people keep using this all the time. They're telling us all the stuff about themselves. Why don't we sell it to people? And now it's creepy.
Something about that, huh? You know who else is potentially reading your chat history? The cops. ChatGPT helped bust a car vandal. So a Springfield teen was accused of vandalizing 17 to 20 cars at Missouri State University in their freshman parking lot. So all these cars were just getting vandalized and cut up and all these things. And they utilized ChatGPT and his cell phone data to bust the kid.
Oh, no.
Ryan Joseph Schaefer is his name. He's charged with felony first-degree property damage. His phone was placed in the parking lot at the time of the crimes.
Right.
And he also talked to ChatGPT afterwards. So they found a conversation where he was describing these damaged vehicles and then asking if it was enough for him to go to jail.
Get out of here. Get out of it.
That was like the smoking gun, as it were.
First of all, completely stupid. Second of all, yeah.
Just type it into regular Google, like a regular person. That won't come out until the documentary. ChatGPT urged the user to seek help.
Oh, did it? Said, hey.
Does that mean legal? legal counsel?
What that tells me is it also like they will definitely, if you throw something out there into ChatGPT and it's sus, it's pinging someone. It's absolutely going to ping someone and be like, hey, yo.
Alert.
Just save this one for later. Might come up. Yeah. Everyone should remember this. Everything you tell one of these things goes into the system. Everything you're saying is there. If someone needs to, they can go back. They can figure it out. And they know you said, oh, that is that. Well.
And now his ads are all going to be lawyers. That's fun.
You don't know if you used Meta or not. All right, let's talk video games. Always a pleasure to be able to do this. In Florida, a woman won a Mortal Kombat tournament, and that happens from time to time. But she did it while she was holding her 5-day-old baby, Katie.
What?
She took down a Mortal Kombat tournament while holding a 5-day-old baby.
That's ridiculous.
They competed at Juicy Game Night in Orlando, which, look, I'm not certain how this went. I don't know if it was like an online tournament that you could. I don't know. But I have to assume it's a possibility. Old girl brought her 5-day-old baby to the bar to get a good Mortal Kombat session. Her daughter was born by C-section 5 days earlier, obviously. But she had signed up for this tournament, and she wasn't going to skip. By the way, she also took out her own husband, who was also in the tournament. That is
well, I
also
assumed, because
important.
He wasn't around to help hold the baby.
Oh, my word. She or held the baby in her arms while playing Mortal Kombat through the entire bracket and wound up the champion.
How long did it last, does it say?
Oh.
I mean, was it like 30 minutes or was it like...
No, it was not, Katie. Hours. It would have been closer to hours. It would have been closer to the...
I don't know how many people were in it.
We can only hope. By the way, what does this win get her?
Yeah.
This is important. She got $28.
Okay, so no one competed.
And a trip. No, she also got a trip to DreamHack Atlanta, which is like conference tickets. I don't really know what the $28 is for.
Bar tab? Obviously, she's not drinking.
You know, diapers are expensive. Any little bit helps. Good night. All right, guys. See you back on the radio tomorrow.